From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Even for longtime Southwest Florida residents with plenty of knowledge about our region's wild spaces and their vast array of flora and fauna, there are still opportunities for surprises. News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams experienced one of these surprises on a recent trip to the Orange River, where among the wading birds, clams, and blue crabs, she encountered a creature typically thought to only inhabit saltwater environments. However, as she tells us in this week's essay, that's not necessarily the case.
Breakfast in bed? No, thank you. For someone like me, a real Mother's Day treat means heading to one of the region's wild, wet places, which is just what we did last month. Destination, the Orange River, a 12-mile stretch of mostly old Florida that's long been a family favorite. While Roger and Nash dug around in the banks for clay, the boy wants to hand-build an outdoor hearth, I waited next to the bank. A small herd of ebony wasps nuzzled into buttonbush blooms in search of nectar as a lone ibis stalked from a shallow cypress snag. Cicada buzz rose and fell as I scuffed through drifts of tiny freshwater clams that jingled like submerged coins. I startled a blue crab when I slipped my waterproof-cased phone under the surface to take some video of its six-legged stroll. With perfect paparazzi-dodging form, it raised its claws in front of its face and ducked into some tape grass. But it couldn't escape Nash, who deftly snagged it with a stick and a 15-year-old's lightning reflexes. He held it up for a moment's inspection, and yet another photo by Mom, before slipping it underwater and heading back to his clay mining operation. I walked on. Then, just ahead, a dinner plate-sized shape, the color of a portobello mushroom, scudded slowly over the shells, its gently rippling, dun body trailed by a whip-thin tail. So out of context was the creature, it took a moment before the fact that I was seeing a stingray registered. I've always been fascinated by the cartilaginous creatures, which I've only ever seen in beachy, saltwater shallows. But this specimen looked perfectly at home, drifting through the cool river, pausing occasionally to do what looked decidedly like grazing along the bottom. Once again, I dunked the phone and started shooting until the ray fluttered out of sight. Later, when we were home and dry, I tried to figure out how it was an ocean-going critter wound up in a Buckingham Creek. The Orange is a tributary of the Caloosahatchee, which empties into the Gulf. Had it somehow made its way all the way upriver? And if so, how was it surviving? It turns out the Atlantic stingray, which I'm pretty sure is what I'd spotted, does as well in fresh as it does in salt water. I found a webpage created by University of Florida zoology grad student Peter Pirmarini, dedicated to river-dwelling Atlantic stingrays, Dasiatis sabina, quote, one of the most commonly encountered rays along Florida's coastal waters, known to foray into freshwater rivers during the warm summer months in other parts of its range. Pirmarini also reassured me I wasn't alone in being astonished to see one so far inland. Quote, the most common reaction I receive from people when I mention I conduct research on freshwater stingrays in Florida, Pirmarini writes, is, I didn't know there were freshwater stingrays in Florida. I found this response to be so predictable and so consistent, ranging from people with PhDs to GEDs, that sometimes I question it myself, he writes. After starting my research on the salinity tolerance of stingrays, I soon realized why people were so amazed to hear of the freshwater stingray. Stingrays belong to a group of cartilaginous fish known to biologists as elasmobranchs, which includes all known species of sharks, skates, and rays. Unlike the bony fish, that is, bass, grouper, trout, etc., elasmobranchs have a skeleton composed entirely of cartilage, a material that makes up the ends of our noses and our earlobes. Overall, elasmobranch fish do not venture into freshwater environments. There are approximately 1,000 elasmobranch species, and only about 50 have been reported to occur in freshwater. The freshwater stingray in Florida happens to be one of those 50 species. It's the same species that inspires cursing from fishermen and groans from beachgoers who shuffle their feet across the sandy bottom to prevent being stung. Groaning and cursing? Not from me. Far as I was concerned, discovering a freshwater elasmobranch flapping through my favorite creek was yet another Mother's Day treat.